producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are blessed to have you in our audience, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, a radio station so legendary it was around before the FCC even existed. Isn't that nice? Exactly right.
Yeah, like by like 9 years.
Exactly. I had to tell that. In fact, we had an FCC commissioner in the state this week. I said, you know what? This radio station's older than your entire entity. He thought that was pretty cool.
Does that mean we don't have to follow any of their rules or something? Hey, we're here first. We get grandfathered in.
Should be. Exactly. And AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, KTGO, booming to northwest North Dakota, out of the oil capital of North Dakota in Tioga, but serving Stanley and Ray and Watford City and Williston and Crosby and that entire northwest corner. Newtown partial. I can't stop now. And, you know, I'm going to forget towns and people will be upset. Can't have that. And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson as well. Another radio first for What's On Your Mind. Today's program, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Family Alliance, is coming to you live and direct from Thorsgaard Sunrise Acres in Northwood, North Dakota. Where we saw a beautiful God-made sunrise on the way in today. I think he knew what we were up to today. Coming here to see our friend Enoch Thorsgaard, who is a great North Dakotan, a great American, and someone we're looking forward to chatting with today on the program. Enoch, it's great to see you. How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good.
You're always good. You're always sunny. You're always, bully for the future. So I'm not surprised that you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. You remember that little tour you gave me a while back, a year or so ago, of your operation here, and I said, would you ever have us back to do the radio show right here? And you were gracious enough to have us. So we finally got it done. So thank you for having us today and allowing us to disrupt your routine today.
I'm glad you're here.
How old are you?
98. 98.
You're 98 years old.
Yeah, I was 98 last March. 30th.
I'm 50, and you have more energy than
well, I don't know about that.
I can't believe it.
I didn't check my cows this morning.
Why not? Too busy getting for the radio show?
Well, I was worried I might get stuck out there helping a calf or something, and I'd better stay here. But every morning I should just take a trip around, check all the calves, and not all of them, but some of them. We got number of pairs out, And it's good to check them. Some things happen sometimes if you don't see them.
Well, I was trying to count this morning on our way in here, and I think I lost count of like 3,000-4,000 head or something. How many heads of are there out there in this feedlot?
Well, all told, I suppose it's about 4,000. I got 1,200 pairs, and then last year's steers, of course, last year's calves, some of them are still here, and then a bunch of feeder cows. We try to keep about that many all the time because we get all this feed coming in all the time. I can't let that. I got to have some cattle. I have a little less than I used to, but this is the time of year we just start buying cows. There haven't been any moving. Just yesterday I started, bought a few.
Well, it's a sight to behold, and in this part of North Dakota, you don't often come on, cattle operations or feedlots like this. How have you done this? How have you survived all the years?
Well, that's why we're here, because there's just so much feed. We're close to Grand Forks, so we get a lot of, so much waste feed that all these years we've had potato waste from Simplot, and then now, of course, we got a couple trucks hauling beet tailings all the time, which is from the sugar beet tailings. And then there's a lot of processing plants in Grand Forks, barley processing and bean processing, and they all have screenings and waste and stuff. So that's why we fit a niche here, and that's why That's why we've expanded that many cattle to me. Well, we had to have 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 cattle at one time because we were getting so much waste for potato from the potato people, and then we just had a I had to sell some to farmers around the country, deliver some, because we have to take care of their waste when it comes there.
And that's really that's where you pioneered in this industry, by using that waste, right?
Yeah.
And nobody else has done that or thought of that, right?
Well, some have in the years past, but feeding cattle and stuff, most people go out of business after a while.
Tough business. And every feed, I've not been to a lot of feedlots, but where I have been, I've seen a sea of cement. You don't have much, you have a lean operation, you're not a lot of cement. Tell me why that is.
Well, a lot of guys spend their money putting up feed, pouring concrete, and then you wouldn't have any money by cattle. So we've got a strip of concrete along in the feed bunks, but very little concrete. And we have one electric wire separates a lot of the feedlots. Sometimes we feed on a cement slab on the ground, and only one electric wire keeps the cattle in. And it works. We have had trouble in a real bad storm that they've crowded against the wire, but very, very seldom.
It is really an amazing story. It is, and we're here today to just learn a little bit more about Enoch's story. It's a great story. He's written a book called Enoch's Saga, and the book itself is it wore me out just reading the book, and really raised the bar, I think, for the rest of us. And I know you've been a real leader and a pioneer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, and they brought us out here today. Tom Fryer is along from the North Dakota Family Alliance as well, so I'm looking forward to a fun conversation. Anybody in our audience has a question for Enoch or Tom, please have at it. Tell us what's on your mind today. There's not a problem this man can't solve. I mean, when you look at what he's done. I mean, you are a model, Enoch. And I know you don't like us talking about you, but you are a model for everybody to emulate on how to be a great father, a great businessman, this world-class entrepreneur that you are in operation, and also just giving back to your community and giving back to so many great causes. You're an inspiration. I hope you know that.
I was thinking this morning, I wonder what it was that caused me to, at a very early age, when the rest of them were watching, when the radio just came on, they were listening to all these comedy shows. I was listening to old politicians, Senator Borah from Idaho, their old conservative senator. I would sit and listen to him for hours. So somebody instilled in me the mind of community service, because he was a great leader. Senator Borah, you heard of him?
I have not.
Oh, what are you?
We're too young.
We're learning from you, Enoch. Yeah, we're learning from you.
That was back in the 30s, you know. Remember. Where you were.
I was a dream in God's eye. No, didn't come around till 64. Yeah. So, but you're saying you didn't do what the other kids were doing.
I just sat to listen to those political speeches, and the rest I listened to comedy. And somewhere or another, it was instilled in me a community service. I've been involved in every community thing. When we had to go and get people signed up for electricity one time, and then when we had the water come in, and we tried to sign them up on sugar beets, Aaron, and I remember, I just wondered, probably it could have come from, I had a little guilt experience, I didn't go into services probably, but I was just always been giving everything I could to community service, and that's how I got involved in Christian Coalition and Family Lines and everything.
And part of your community service was serving this part of North Dakota in the state legislature.
Yeah, that was 12 good years too. And I was, I probably would have still been there if it hadn't been the fact I just had to quit. It wasn't in the 80s when everybody went broke, and I was losing $1,000 a day every day for several years. And that's when I had to quit the legislature. I sold the truck stop, and I quit doing book work, and I quit a lot of some hobbies I had, and I went right out in the feedlot, and I've been there ever since.
Is that right? You had to take back the reins.
Right.
Yeah, amazing. What do you remember most about your time in the legislature? I remember your leadership in getting the Heritage Center to what it is today, but what do you consider your greatest achievement in those 12 years in the legislature?
Well, I was just thinking that the other day how I had a lot of fun when the first year I was there when I was in the Appropriations Committee, because I remember one time the dairymen had a bill in there that they, for something they wanted, some protection and stuff, and they were, it was a big fight. For some or another, I wrote a real oratorical speech about the dairymen, how they don't worry about the clock. They don't ask us for anything. They just ask us for this bill, and I just barely passed it, and that's the only time I can remember they carried me out of there like a hero, because I just barely tipped the scale, but they never expected me to get it.
There was a stemliner speech that put it over the edge. Yeah. I love it. All right, hang on. Folks, if you have a question or comment, certainly welcome here today. It's a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, so anything goes. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town also will cover a lot of the issues of the day as well. Welcome your calls. We're live in Northwood today on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 Internet sites.
Speaking of Internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Northwood, North Dakota today, chatting with Enoch Thorsgaard, Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance. Thorsgaard Cattle Company is part of the Thorsgaard Sunrise Acres, where we are just a piece to the west of Northwood today at this operation with, is it 4,000 or 4,000 head out there?
About that.
Yeah. And that's about your halfway mark. You've been upwards of 6,000, 8,000 at one time.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
But they're cowing calves now, you see.
Yeah, about 1,200 pairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. and really innovative. And so anyway, Enoch is one of North Dakota's treasures for sure. A living legend, 98 years of age, and really looking forward to visiting with him a little bit today. Thank the North Dakota Family Alliance for bringing us here. And, Tom, I appreciate you being here.
It's great to be here. Scott, thank you so much for coming to visit with Enoch. Enoch has been a member of our board and really outside of that and for the entire state. He's just been, I called him iconic. You know, he did it right. He started a family, which really is the foundation of this operation. So many of the businesses in town, actually, in North Twitter are part of his family. And then his community service, as he's already mentioned, his statewide service, just someone that has, over the years, has given so much to the state of North Dakota. And we just appreciate Enoch and all of that service, and especially our direct tie with the North Dakota Family Alliance. He's just been a great board member, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about we mentioned earlier your work in the legislature and some of your accomplishments there, and I mentioned the Heritage Center and your work to get that going, which is just a marvel, and I know you've been there since the expansions happened and whatnot. How about the North Dakota Family Alliance? Why did you think that was important? Talk a little bit about your efforts there.
Well, that started with the North Christian Coalition. See, what happened one night, Ted Koppel interviewed Pat Robertson, and he gave him all the credit for some political victories because of that organization. And I thought North Dakota is a small state, and we should be able to be quite influential. And so I just one evening I called up an old friend, Jens Tenepes, asked him, you know, somebody I can call, I can start this. I didn't have one person, and I just started calling people blind, and then when we had a Republican convention, we had an announcement, we had a good bunch of people came out, and then as time went on, when Ralph Reed kind of went out of the picture there and kind of quit, and North Dakota had an organization in Bismarck. It was really work with homeschooling, and they were in trouble. They were quitting, and so we just shifted our people to that. And that's how we. And then we later on became involved with the folks, the family, and then. And we're calling North Dakota Family Alliance, right?
Yes, and since 1987, Scott, that's how long the current form today, we become known as the North Dakota Family Alliance, and Enoch was a part of that.
And why was that important to you? Why was it when you said, we need to do something, talk about what you were concerned about, what you saw. This back in 87. Now, we all look at the family as being, unfortunately, a institution that is under great stress right now today in 2015. But this was you're talking about you saw this back in the 80s. Why?
Well, I thought the political climate wasn't just what I liked, and the homeschooling board was having problems The Right to Life people, and they all needed kind of to get together. I guess it's.
Yeah, I think Enoch's vision for the unity of those people that foundationally felt the family was so important. Scott, as you and I sit in Enoch's office this morning, and we look at the wall that just has photos of some politicians that you've had the chance to be with, but just people and his interest in how can foundationally this state really functioned the way that you really felt it should. It needed a voice, and that voice was North Dakota Family Alliance. So thank you so much for that.
And people don't realize how powerful we are. We've got two senators and 600,000 people. Just think how powerful your vote is in North Dakota compared to California, how much money it takes to influence that. So we have an unusual situation.
We do. We can make a difference.
Yes.
Absolutely. No, it's great advice. Enoch Thorsgaard is with us today. We are broadcasting live from his feedlot operation, Thorsgaard Cattle Company, in Northwood, North Dakota today. I'm talking to a great North Dakotan about his time and his service. If you have a question or comment, here's the telephone numbers on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and also you can text Todd. You're up for a few texts today, as always, Todd, aren't you?
Of course.
Oh, yes. 701-226-8503. If you have a question or comment for, you know, here's what I would love today with our vast audience. Take advantage of this great resource here to ask this gentleman anything. And I've asked a few questions, and I've got a million of them, but I certainly want to lend you that opportunity, too, to tell us what's on your mind, maybe a particular concern that you want fixed, you know, at the state level, at the city level, the federal level. Hey, Enoch, what would you do for Grand Lot? How would you tackle this? And as I say, I have a few of those as well, but they're welcome. 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-256-8503. I'm sorry, 701-226-8503. By the way, I want to remind you that that Heinrichs up in Harvey have the Cloverdale specials today, just like we mentioned yesterday. The Big Flavor Tour is actually headed from Harvey to the Fargo Dome. And tomorrow, if you're heading into town for the Bison Sioux, I said it. It's supposed to be Sioux Bison. I always say Sioux Bison. I don't know how I messed that up.
The who?
Years in Grand Forks. Yeah. UND and NDSU, probably the best way to say it. You know, all the Bison people say, no, it's Bison Sioux Week. And I say, no, it's Sioux Bison Week. But anyway, whatever you call it, it is the first time in 12 years these two teams have...
Uh-oh. I think what he was trying to... I wonder if that was like a UND supporter that cut him off there. Well, regardless of what you want to call the University of North Dakota and your NDSU Bison, they're still the Bison, right? Yeah, they're pretty much still the Bison. I'm pretty sure of that one.
Yeah. They are that.
You're gonna be hanging out at the game, right? Well, we had Scott for a moment there. So anyway, you stop by.
We say Tuesday lunch and Wednesday. Tuesday lunch is Steve Moore from the Wall Street Journal, keynote speaker. But there's if you look at the lineup at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, check that out. You'll want to be there. And then Monday night, we will have it's really an incredible lineup of folks. The Bakken Basics Information Session, just to teach you all you need to know about the Bakken from Kathy Nesset and Gene Veeder and others as well. That's going to be great. Lynn Helms will be there. But also some innovation in the oil patch that's happening with some Fargo companies. Tell you about that, too. Monday night, Fargo Theater.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Really? He's back long enough to say he's back. Maybe we can get one more line strung to the feedlot. That would be...
All right.
Okay, I heard you that.
You heard what?
You were gone. We heard you long enough for you to say...
I'm back.
We're back. And then you were gone. You know, I think what it is there's a UND fan. Or maybe it's actually a Bison fan, since you insist on putting the University of North Dakota first. It's sitting there with the scissors.
I could be much more forceful about it.
You probably could. If you were to be much more forceful, what would you say? Evidently nothing.
What's that?
You're gone. You're back. You're gone. You're back.
All I heard was evidently nothing. So.
Because your line died.
How about
that? That's your fan out there cutting the line and then putting it back and then cutting it and putting it back.
Yeah. Now, the line we are using here at the Sunrise Acres location with Enoch Thorsgaard has call waiting on it. So Enoch's a very popular guy. Yeah. So
well, of course.
Listening, we want them not to call, Enoch on.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk to Enoch right now, you got to call us at 1-800-230-550 or 701-258-0550.
Right. Precisely.
And we had a texter with a heck of a good question too, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Scott probably doesn't even know he's gone.
That's the thing. I don't think he can tell that when he's gone.
No, I don't think he can either. Well, Greg in Jamestown's calling. Maybe that's not an Enoch question, so maybe we can get Greg on while Scott tries to find some more quarters and a payphone.
That's good. I like the quarters. Yeah.
Greg in Jamestown, you're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly what I was listening to, but I hope that I'm in communication with Tom Fryer and Enoch. And I'd just like to say that the North Dakota Family Alliance has done an outstanding job promoting family values in North Dakota. Tom Fryer's done a great job working with the legislature. He's absorbed a tremendous amount of criticism from the Fargo Forum and the liberal media that's mostly in eastern North Dakota. but he always comes through with a kind, compassionate way of handling it that is a tremendous witness for the North Dakota Family Alliance. And if things are tough on the social issues here in North Dakota, not quite what they should be, I and many other people that I know strongly believe they'd be much, much worse without the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Greg, those are all good points. Tom, I don't know how much of that you heard, but I want to ask you about the criticism that he's talking about. He's saying that, you know, the good work you've done and the criticism you've taken, especially singled out the Fargo Forum as being unfair, is it just come with the turf as far as the Family Alliance is concerned?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we stand for strengthening families and defending our family values, and we know that is going to elicit some criticism when you stand on principle, and that's what Enoch was about when he helped start this, standing for life, marriage, religious liberties, and that hasn't changed. In fact, it's probably even intensified even more than that.
Texter wanted to know the following. Enoch, what are your memories of the beginning of World War II? Do you remember when it became apparent to the world that Hitler was becoming a monster?
Yes, I remember that very well. It was very difficult, although I was just starting farming, and I was very close to going, but because I was already farming quite a bit of land and quite a few cattle, and I was... So whenever my number came up, I was exempted, but it was awful.
Do you remember thinking that this is literally a world war? This is, you know, either they're going to win or we're going to win. I mean, what was going through your mind?
Well, yes, it was often we thought that we were on a losing side. I mean, it was several times that it looked awful, and it was just a miracle that Eisenhower was able to turn the tide there.
How about Hitler? What do you remember thinking about Hitler at the time and about what he stood for?
Well, it was hard to realize how one man could have that evil. Ambition and how he could accomplish what he did was a miracle. It's unbelievable. And I took over a man after the displaced. I mean, one of his soldiers when they were in a camp with his children, and he still loved liquor. He still loved Hitler. He was here for several years and listened to the radio before he realized that Hitler was a problem. That's how indoctrinated these people were.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Now, what I'm curious about is obviously that was a time that you have a frame of reference on, and we're at a very different time, post 9/11 world with the, you know, Al Qaeda, ISIS, and other battles. Do you see us having every bit the enemy we had in Hitler now today? How do you compare those battles? You know, what we did and won in World War II and the Cold War and what we have now?
Well. This is almost worse, because we don't know who the enemy is and where they are. And I think this is worse than Hitler's day, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you worry about it? Does it, I mean, as a father and grandfather and great-grandfather, I mean, is it, and a businessman?
Of course, I got 30-some grandchildren here, and it doesn't look good, but... I don't know what we can do about it. I guess I hope we get a man who'll lead the country now and can turn it around, and I'm sure they can.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, obviously, all the different political candidates you've seen, all the different folks that say, here's the answer, I'll do this way, do you put your stock in, okay, we need to put the right person in there? I mean, is that the way you do it? Is it? I mean, what do you do with those frustrations? How do you channel them?
Well, I have faith that we will get the right man, and then he will turn it around. I guess it can be done. It must be done.
And back to the, you know, back to the discussion of your role in forming the North Dakota Family Alliance and finding a North Dakota organization for that. You know, how do you see us in that regard? You know, we were in the legislature Early 80s?
12 years. Yeah, from 69 to 81.
69 to 81. You're done in 81. Okay. And obviously now we're sitting here in 20. How do you see North Dakota? How do you see the country compared to, you know, is it getting better? Is it getting worse? I mean, we tend to think in the moment this is as bad as it's ever been, right? This is just horrible. But is it better? Is it worse? Is it, you know, getting worse every day? I'm talking about just the whole, you know, everything we face, whether it be the culture, whether it be the political environment. I mean, compare today to what you've seen in the past.
I believe the pendulum swings, and I think when everything gets too bad, then people wake up. So I think that it'll be turned around pretty soon, and we'll still have a great country. Because that's one thing about American people. They don't react until we have any catastrophe. They don't pay attention. As soon as it's a catastrophe, they buckle up and they can change the whole thing, and we can be a great, prosperous, happy nation again.
Eric and Velva has a question here for you on the feedlot. I was hoping we'd get a feedlot question or two. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, no, we run a couple cows here and stuff too, you know, and back there, well, I'm from Tennessee originally, you know, and I kind of come up with the nickname the Tennessee Cowboy. I just interested in cows. I mean, if I could do anything for a living all day, every day, it'd be running cows, you know. But what's it like running, you know, and having that many head around and stuff and being able to manage something like that?
Oh, it come easy when you just start small. I started with 20 cattle and you just gain a few all the time, and I would have no trouble handling a lot of cows.
What did it take? Because I started here. I got 21 cows. I just got started here last year with some cattle of my own. You know, how hard was it to go through all that to get where you are today?
Well, it came easy for me. I don't know. Just increase a little all the time, I guess. Whenever you make some more money, you can buy some more cattle, I guess.
Start small and just keep building on it, huh?
Yeah, but you always have to have a niche. You have to have some little advantage over everybody else. You either be in a location where your feed is cheap, or you have to have cheap pasture, or you have to have cheap labor, or cheap something. It's a competitive world out there.
You told me once that you were curious. You were always curious. You always wanted to know why things worked the way they worked, and that helped you, too, in business, right?
Well yes. You have to always be... That's one thing I always looked to find... I always found somebody who was successful in the business, and I traveled to a lot of feedlots, and you find somebody that will mentor you. That's the big thing.
And Eric, one thing I'd suggest is find the copy of Enoch Saga, Horsepower to Satellite in a Single Lifetime, and you'll get a lot of the lessons of how Enoch did what he did.
Then just call me; I'll send him one.
You'll even autograph it probably for him, won't you?
Yeah. I wouldn't even. Anybody who calls me today will have a free one. I wouldn't even charge them for it.
Be careful what you say now.
I don't care. I got a 3,000 number. Yes.
All right. We'll give out that number before the end of the hour. Another reason to listen. So stay tuned. Enoch's Saga, Horsepower to Satellite in a Single Lifetime by Enoch Thorsgaard's the book. Thanks for the question, Eric. Good one, and appreciate it very much. The guy loves cows, and he's calling a pro to find out how to get better. I love it. More of our conversation with Enoch Thorsgaard, 98 years young, from Thorsgaard Sunrise Acres in Northwood, North Dakota today on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their hot stuff pizza, 4 for $4 special. Helping America feel better.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back in Northwood today at Thorsgaard Sunrise Acres. Chat with the man who's 98 years young that led this operation, Enoch Thorsgaard, here for a few more minutes. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour, and it is Friday, so anything goes. Anything on your mind, give us a call at 800-228-0550. I started to tell you earlier that Hedalls has it, and I love telling the story about Hedalls because folks, when I say Hedalls has it, instantly think, oh, yeah, that part. I remember last time I really needed something. I went in there, and they just knew exactly what I was looking for. Well, they have that. They have whatever you need in auto parts. But they also have the best people in the auto parts industry. And I've been saying that for years, and I can prove it, by the way. The ASE, Automotive Service Excellence Certification Program, was originally designed for hands-on technicians as a standard of quality for the automotive service industry. But late 80s, Hedalls instituted a program to reward their employees for demonstrating that level of professional competence with the idea that if their parts professionals had the same knowledge as the service professionals, they'd be better able to serve their customers. And since that time, ASE has also added a test just for auto parts professionals. So over the years, since dozens of HEDOLS people have passed hundreds of ASE competency tests in all of the areas of expertise offered by ASE, the Automotive Service Excellence Program. So, and you hear me talking about them over and over and over again. Travis Ketterling and Ron Eisenbeis and Randy Holler and Mike Kurtz and Mike Bender and Kevin Lawson and Kevin Falcon and John Hansen, Jim McDonald, Hillary Wall, Greg Rudnick, Gary Markle, Dwight Guttmiller, Dale Helfrich, just chatting about him earlier this week, Bruce Hoffer as well, up in Minot, Bob Holzer, Al Nagel, Al Bosch, Bismarck, there again and again and again. ASE folks, how about that? Great accomplishments. And when it comes to a high-quality, well-trained, knowledgeable staff, you'll find no better than HEDOLS, because HEDOLS has it. All right. We continue our conversation now with Enoch Thorsgaard. And I love the call from Velva saying, hey, I'm a cattle guy. I just want to know how to do this. You've done more than cattle, too. I know the Northwind newspaper, the Gleamer, came out with a story, top of the fold, Skip's Petroleum and Propane celebrating 50 years in business. And here's you.
Right.
Just a tad bit younger, standing in front of a, looks like a Ford pickup there that says Baseview Champlin on it. So talk a little bit about what else you've done besides the cattle game.
Well, I started a little gas station over at Amarillo, but then we branched out. We owned the Big Sioux truck stop, the one that's now Simonson, and we owned another Valley truck stop there, but they take management, and I wasn't there enough, and it wasn't very profitable, so we just went back to the, well, we moved from Bayview to Northwood, where offices were at MRA there for long years, so that now it's an all-family business. I got four grandchildren running the thing, two daughters and granddaughters and their spouses. So it's a family operation, and now it's a big propane business and a fuel business.
And I understand you just started with, again, going back to your conversation with the guy that said, how should I do this? Start small and grow. In this case, you took over a gas station that was having a little trouble, and you built the business out.
Yeah, it was just a small gas station. And it was at the time when the air base was strong, and the man who had that station, the cars were standing in line, and he still couldn't pay for the gas because they were stealing them blind. And I fixed that. I just got local people, and we changed the driveway, but they were stealing them blind.
So whatever the business, cattle, propane, whatever, what advice would you have for other entrepreneurs? What can we best learn from what you've done in your 98 years?
Well, just study the situation, find some people you trust that know the business, and they will, they usually are very happy to tell you. I used to sit in a car on a Saturday night and ask old farmers what to do, and whenever I was going to do anything, I just wore out people asking them, how do you do it? Because you get a profit by other people's mistakes. That's the only way. It's too expensive to profit by on your own.
Knowledge, right? How about faith? What role has faith played in what you've built?
Well, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I remember I had a combine when I was young, and it kept breaking, so I was praying all day long, I think, and I never quit doing that. Whenever if you keep praying, you've got faith that's going to work, I guess. And then if you're not praying, then I'm thankful that it's working. And so that keeps you having a positive attitude, I guess.
I like this plaque you have next to the desk, and you have many, so I could share many of them. But I like this one here that says, work for the Lord. The pay isn't much, but the retirement plan is out of this world. So, good advice.
Thank you.
Good advice. This has been great fun. Thank you for having us.
My biggest fun today is sitting down supporting a lot of Christian work around the nation, Campus Crusade and Wycliffe and all of these. That's things would be in the nonsense if I didn't have finances and things I could spend a lot of time sending.
Well, you've taught everybody so well. The operation runs pretty well, and you can give back to all those great causes. Thank you, Enoch. We'll have you stick around and chat with Congressman Kramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Planned Parenthood situation, see how Congress ought to handle that when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask 2 questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.